We have just a few more minutes with Rafe Esquith, Joy Berry, I, Paula Gordon. You took me where my heart lives. You made it very clear that whatever the endeavor, a kid needs the magic key, which is reading. And, of course, I'm sitting here reading a book, and I'm thinking, well, whether I'm reading and have to apply what I've read to a math problem or to science, to me, that is, and as a kid, I remember thinking of it literally as a magic carpet. It's taken me everywhere the universe knows, and there's so much to know. And yet, somehow, reading becomes this barrier.
There are so many forces at work against the children. I'll give
some
you a
of them are
of them.
Charlatans.
Yes. I'll give you the classic. First of all, we were just going through the airport security to get here. And the people, the TSA people, tell the children, okay, kids, take your Game Boys out of your bags. Mm. And my class says, we don't carry Game Boys. Oh, sure you do. We're going to catch you. No, we really don't. Then we get on the airplane. And the stewardesses see the children. They go, okay, we're going to get you a DVD screen right away. And the kid's like, no, thank you. We've got books here. You're reading? Yes, that's what we do. So even the culture is trying to get them not to read. Everywhere you go, there are people telling them, don't read. That's step one. Step two is that the books that we're often putting in front of the children are boring. So, you know, people think Rafe's a great reading teacher. No, he's not. I put great stuff in front of them, and I show them the excitement about it. If Shakespeare's been around for 400 years. The guy must be pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, John Steinbeck resonates with my children in California.
Well, I'll bet.
That's why they read him. So one of the things I wrote about is we've got to put great books in front of our children.
And great movies.
And great films, that culture of excellence again. And, you know, you talked about reading. One of the lectures I give my children is when they look at our wall of fame and they see all those names on the wall, there are all kinds of kids on that wall. There are, you know, there are jocks and there are artists and there are quiet kids. The one thing they have in common, they all love to read.
Mm.
It is the absolute, it's more important than all the other subjects in school put together. Agreed? I
mean, it is the foundation.
It's everything.
It's the foundation. And what I appreciated here, when you talked about reading, you said the love of reading, because that's the heart of it. Reading so often has become rote.
Oh.
There's no sense to it. There's no feeling to it.
It's
become
a subject.
But if you can get from this page something that you can internalize,
well,
you're beginning to love this.
And if you come to most anything with a passion, it would seem to me, including maybe most particularly reading, it flourishes. It feeds upon each other. It becomes a positive feedback loop. How can we have gotten so disconnected from that which this species has worked really hard to acquire?
But you know what? What's happened now is as we produce a generation of people that don't read, many of those people are even teachers now.
Yes.
So they cannot pass on a love of reading. I'm sorry to say this. I teach with 125 people. Many of them are not readers. So they buy from the textbook company and read the script, and the kids are bored to death. In my class, when we have to close the book, they groan. That's what I want to hear. When George kills Lenny in Of Mice and Men,
Yes. Even
my boys weep. They cry. That may not be the measurement on the test, but it's my measurement. When they can feel so deeply about characters and say, what does this mean to me and my life? What lessons will I take that I will apply later on? That's what reading is supposed to be.
It seems to me that at heart, both of you are revolutionaries.
Proudly.
That you are going after...
Isn't that sad, Joy? We should be. We should be the norm.
Yes.
If we are not revolutionaries, how do we create a more beautiful world?
I think we do what you're doing right here, which is to spread the word. One positive thing is, as I've toured the country, I have met thousands of great young teachers. They care deeply, they want to do well, but they haven't been exposed to some ideas. They haven't met Joy, they haven't met me, and they are simply at staff meetings where somebody who's not very good is telling them how to teach. So through radio and television and the internet, we've got to get the word out that there are other ways of going about this.
And bringing, forgive this triple entendre, bringing joy to the process is really critical.
It is.
Don't you, Joy Berry, don't you it seems to me you work hard to embody that name your mother so remarkably gave to you.
But I love life. And you have to. You have to love life. Is that it?
And you have to love what you do.
Yes.
I have a daughter who's a pediatric oncologist who works 18 hours a day in a lab, and people feel sorry for her. She can't get enough of it. She found something she loves to do. I think that's why we're lucky, because we have found something we love to do. Mm-hmm. And too many people in the profession, I think Joy would agree, they don't love it. And one of the things, when I work with college campuses, one of their jobs maybe is to tell some young people, maybe this profession isn't for you. It shouldn't just be a job, it should be a calling.
Mm-hmm. And with this calling, how do you, in that proverbial 25 words or fewer, not less, fewer, what is that calling for you?
The calling for me is to make a difference, to create a level playing field for so many children in our society who don't have it. That's my job.
And you do it so well. We are so appreciative of it, and we'll show up to see Shakespeare in the classroom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. What a brilliant idea to have her here. That's great.
Rafe Esquith's Teach Like Your Hair's on Fire and There Are No Shortcuts light one way to the brighter future which Joy Berry also has championed for all of our children. We thank them both for enhancing individual lives and for strengthening our public schools, the bedrock of democracy. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.